Hey peeps, buckle up for a new episode of Elevate Your Life Experiences, the one and only podcast made to teach you about personal development, self-mastery, prayer work, spiritual studies, shadow work, with a little spark of magic. Whether you're a beginner, novice, or a guru, you're sure to pick up tidbits of actual advice when you listen to Elevate Your Life Experiences. Hey guys, I'm doing a collective reading. I've been recording. I just haven't been sharing or posting online. I've actually been keeping a lot of my podcasts for my own personal records. But I'm going to do one for the public today. And I'm going to share a little bit of my story, what I've been experiencing at this time. And what I've seen in the last, you know, pretty much 11 months, it's been quite profound. I've ended up being around a certain community that's now being talked about in the collective community, like the spiritual community. So I was in a one up group with a group of people, you know, everybody finding their own direction, spiritual direction. I call it their magical or psychic conquest. And this particular voodoo man from TikTok, which, you know, he has quite a, you know, questionable reputation now, okay? So he started this particular WhatApp group. And I ended up meeting a couple of people that some, you know, talked to me for a while, but I ended up, you know, dissing myself from this group because that particular practitioner was doing witchcraft on his clients. And he was doing witchcraft amongst the group. And then he was also attacking a lot of the practitioners online. So it seemed to, you know, I got out of that group and, you know, because my spirit kept telling me to get out of the group. But some reason I kept going back. I don't know if it was spell work or what. But anyway, I eventually ended up leaving that group and making some friends along the way. I'm going to have to say friends loosely or associates. So I'm going to say associates. Anyway, one of them was getting ready to take off in their business or start their journey in their business. And then this person had a very, you know, had a family member that passed over that was well known in the spiritual community, very revered woman in her spiritual community. I thought it was, you know, in my mind as a businesswoman, I was like, wow, she can really do some major work. Not just because of her ancestors, but the storyline. I always tell people, like, you got to build a storyline to your business, to make people feel for your business and stuff like that. So she had this particular ancestor that she could have done a really great storyline and build up her business and her reputation. So I ended up making her a logo and, you know, giving her little suggestions here and there. I really liked this lady. You know, there was not much I didn't, you know, even if she was a little on the dark side, which everybody knew she was a little on the dark side, even though she was a hoodoo practitioner. You know, you could feel her darkness a bit, you know, but that didn't have the problem. I didn't have that problem. I didn't feel like me and her was in the same business in a sense, because she was a very gifted hoodoo worker. You know, she'd been, you know, her family was born and raised in it. Mine was not. I was back in a very Christian background. The hoodoo practitioners in my bloodline didn't continue the practice. It was done in secret. Okay. And so I didn't have that upbringing of being, you know, like involved in the knowings and ins and outs of I'll call it spiritual work. My path was completely different. And my walk was a completely different path. Now, when I met this group, I did not think, you know, I really admired their gifts. Every one of them had very amazing abilities, whatever way they came about getting it. And when I left that group, you know, I was much more wiser. I do give them credit for that. It opened my eyes. And I'm most used to being around a very white community. So I was used to a very spiritually white community, you know, a white community, just pretty much. Okay. So I was definitely on that love and light train. And I definitely dealt with negative spirits and negative entities, but it wasn't in the level like the Black community was. The Black community, their spiritual practices was much more raw, much more deeper, much more, I call it full color. When you deal with some people in the spiritual communities, and I'm gonna be honest with you, when you deal with some communities in the white community, their spirituality is not full color. It's colorful, but it's not vibrant. So their spiritual practices are not as vibrant as most. But when I got into, start talking to these African American spiritualists, their connection to spirit was full blown color, giants. Everything was much more realer, much more intense. The spiritual community was much more intense in the Black community. So I will give grace to those experiences, right? Anyway, when I left the group, I was just kind of detoxing. I went through a very kind of not traumatic, I won't say traumatic, because this particular practitioner was doing a lot of crazy spells. I was being harassed by this particular practitioner, and he sent out some demons that were insane. He was sending out a lot of very negative spirits to my house. And I also was getting harassed at the time by a former friend who was he was telepathic, and he too had a secret society background, which I didn't know when I was hanging out with this guy, that he was in a secret mystery school, secrets, things like that. He had a, he usually kept himself pretty squeaky clean, but now he's coming out with a much more darker presence. So I was going through a lot of crap. Okay. I was definitely being confronted by darkness, let me tell you. And when I left that group in the beginning of the year of this year, a lot of these people that I knew through that group got on TikTok and they started to proclaim their religion. They started to talk about their religion, started to educate people about their religion. They tried to make it feel like it was warm, it was open, it was loving. And it was, to me, it was bridging a gap. But they argued a lot. Some reason I started to notice this one particular girl who's Haitian argued a lot. I was like, why is she always arguing with people? It's not that ne it's not that serious. Just keep proclaiming your walk. And it will show for itself. But I noticed that I don't know if they did it for clout or to get notoriety, because sometimes TikTok is entertainment and people like to argue and fight. And I noticed this trend, but I didn't say too much. I just look, let people be who they are. And right around April, I started to get spiritual messages. Spirit was starting to show up. And they would tell me things. Now, this is not me sitting at my desk conjuring. This is not me sitting at my desk channeling. I could be typing on my computer, or I could be walking, and all of a sudden spirits just pop up and they start to prophesize. These spirits show up and prophesize to me and then leave. And so I started to show some of those posts online on TikTok. One day I end up talking to this particular woman that I end up making the logo for, and she her business was taking off, she said, and she used to have these money circles that she used to do, and I went to one of them and saw a demon, and I stopped going to her classes after that. The demon was fierce too. He was coming at me like he was gonna break my neck. I said, what the fuck? But anyway, so I stopped going to her class. I was gonna be very supportive of her business. I was gonna take a lot of her classes actually. But when I saw that entity, I was like, something's not right. I said, how are you gonna have a demonic spirit prospering for you? So that's the first thing I said to myself. And I stopped right then and there. Lo and behold, I didn't realize at the time that a lot of the messages I was getting was because of this woman. Okay. So spirit came to me, this particular demon, actually a high-ranked demon came to me and said, and the angel said it first. The angel came first. The angel said, a message is coming. So a message came, and I saw this entity riding a crocodile's back. It was a rat. And the rat was coming across from the seas of Africa, coming to the United States, right around North Carolina. I think North or South Carolina. And I saw it speaking to the spirit. So this is a someone who practiced the communication and building a relationship with these spirits. Because it took him a while to come across the sea. And I could see this person talking to the spirit, trying to build up this relationship with the spirit. And then the spirit came onto the shores of America and it shook itself off, shake itself off like an animal would do. The rat jumped off and the rat turns to the crocodile and says, I want this, this, and this, and this. So the person asks for money, clout, reputation, the queen to be the king of the queen of the United States in a spiritual way. The entity agreed and it says, I will give you protection from now until August, September of 2023. And the entity goes over to it goes over to Louisiana, New Orleans, and its whole body covered up four or five states, and it set down over these states. And you can see the pillowing of the smoke of the cities, as he laid down. This particular rat ran to like Kentucky, Tennessee, West Virginia area, and started to pillage the community. And I ended up posting on my TikTok page, pillage the village trend. I started to post and say, hey, there's people out here pillaging the village. I'm cooking y'all, if y'all hear food. Hear me cooking. Yes, I am. I'm cooking while I'm doing a podcast. And I heard the spirit says, pillage the village. They will dry up every resource and they will leave the community starving. This and that's what that spirit said. So I saw this spirit, this rat king, and the alligator spoke to me and says, he is a false king. He will never be worthy of kingship. But I will make him king in this time. He says, and he looked at me and he says, only for a time. And he anointed this particular man or woman the kingship of this magical gift that he blessed to this person. So this person ended up getting spiritual powers of money, clout, and fame. And they pillaged the village, and people became desolate due to this particular person's mindset. This person became gluttonous, greedy, drunken. And this person was getting fat off this wealth. Like this was a high of the high. And the person got so carried away, it fell over in this high of being drunk off this energy that it was multiplying. The alligator jumped up and went to strike the rat. And the rat jumps up and put his crown back on and go, I thought we was good. I thought we was good. And the king says, and the crocodile says, yes, you are good. You have my protection. And the crocodile laid down over the states again. This particular rat king or woman queen went and got so egotistical, she end up he and she end up telling a whole bunch of other people. She told politicians, she told police officers, she told people who worked in the government background, like resources and supplies. And I saw them run out and do the same thing that she was doing or he was doing. And they started to pillage the community really, really severely. Like it was major damage being done energetically by this particular community. And then all of a sudden the time came. The alligator got up and took back its powers from this person and went back into the sea, right at the coast of New Orleans. And the rat stayed in the United States. And the next thing I know, I saw the actual true principality of this particular spirit. I'm not going to say the name of the spirit, but it's the same spirit that rides the crocodile. And he came up to me, and he looked right in my face, and he says, my time is done. It is your turn now. And he looked at me and smirked and said, it is your turn now. He said, it was almost like he says, show him what you can do, something like that. It was like a very boastful energy. But he looked at me and says, like he threw me the keys almost. I was like, it's your turn now. Go handle that. And he walked off back into his domain. My mouth was dropped open. Me and this angel, the angel knew. The angel wasn't playing. The angel was like, I'm ready to smite the whole city. I'm looking at the angel, looking at the demon, going, what did I just bear witness to? And I end up telling it to the main person that end up calling the spirit and working with the spirit. I ended up telling her this, and she went back and told this particular Haitian voodoo girl, who I was also associated with, and she was, has a military background. She went and told her friends this, right? Or her associates. I don't know if they're really friends. And she has another friend that has a business that was hoodoo. I didn't know this lady, but I knew she was very cool. She had a very humorous energy. When she gets online, she has a cute, a really cute personality when you see her online. But behind the scenes, she's dark as fuck. I'm gonna let you know now. This bitch is evil as shit. Anyway, people do what they do. It gives them clout to make them feel good. Whatever. It's all good. Okay. Everybody, like I said, everybody has unique abilities, right? And she got upset. She's like, you need to mind. She didn't tell me directly, but the girl, the Haitian girl, got online, like, you need to mind your business. You got a target on your back now. And in my mind, I'm going, why do I have a target on my back? It's not my fault your spirit's ratting out on you. The spirit's telling on your ass. You know what I mean? I came to you for wisdom. You could have told me, oh, don't worry about that. Hell, she could have pulled me in probably and said, hey, join me on this quest or something. I don't know. But it could have been handled differently, right? Foresight. Maybe it was meant for me to tell her because that was some kind of warning. And the warning I got was that if she or whoever went on this route, they would lose a lot. Like, they was gaining a lot in the moment, but they would lose a lot in the long run. Like, I saw their children being cursed. I saw a lot of people passing away, like a lot of practitioners passing away. I saw a lot of people running. Like, it was like a horrible, storm. It wasn't a storm that was normal. It was like an apocalyptic, biblical rapture type of response from these, from the spirits. And I mentioned it on TikTok, and I got hexed out of the ass. Okay. And I was like, oh my God, I give you warning and then you chase me off. And everything I said, everything that I didn't get to say has came to pass this year. So I would definitely say, even in the mix of me going through such crazy spiritual warfare, there was messages from these spirits that were accurate. Like everything I predicted, I just had to write it down in my book, came to pass. There was like, this girl's gonna lose her mind. This woman is going to pass away. This woman is going to harass you. Everything has its due time. She would. And so she did end up doing a lot of spiritual work. So I ended up making a nemesis right at that moment. So the rest of that year, which is the summer, this lady pillaged the village of her community as a practitioner of a spiritual mother with these girls. And then she would go and get other men, like these two voodoo priests, men. Get readings from them, get advice from them, but they were evil advice. Some people, like, when you sit there and go, okay, how can I kill somebody? That's the kind of stuff she would, oh, how can I mess up? Well, how can I do this? And how can, it was never coming into how can I prosper from my business and grow and use, like create this notoriety that she really wanted. She ended up going in the route of the darkness and hexing her community. And I always tell people, think about what you do in your community. When you go out there, and you make people poor. You go out there, you say, hey, I'm gonna do a money spell, but then on a particular moon, you go and you make a whole bunch of collective people go poor, right? And that everything has a responsibility, everything has a cycle. You want wealth, but you put people in poverty, 20 to 40 people in poverty in a ring. You do a cobweb spell from hell. And you put 40 to 50 people in poverty, and somehow you wondering why you're not prospering anymore the following month. When people start to heal and start to correct themselves from the energy that was sent to them because they're under attack by three people or more, and then you wondering why things are not working out for you, then you run into 16 other practitioners to fix the stuff that you created. A lot of the karma that people are experiencing right now is from the evilness that they have created in the collective. You might hear a lot of background noise. Hold on a second. I had to pause it for a second, you guys. So it got to the point where I was getting spiritually attacked by numerous people I was getting hit by practitioners all around the globe, nonstop attacks. It was to the point where became gang stalking, where they would monitor me on in mirrors, gang stalk me with water magic, gang stalk me with remote view, portal jumping, calling up, destruction of, was it destroy your enemy spells, putting me in poverty, trying to send death spirits nonstop. And then she ended up learning how to energy harvest, vampirism. This is where she says, she calls it manifestation, where you can take something from someone else and replace something back into their energy to create this balance. And she started to steal people's gifts, ideas, and she stole a couple of my ideas. And then her and this group would post this stuff online. And the thing that gets me is that she never had to steal. She could just ask. And a lot of the ideas that I got were from Google. You type in 1,000 ways to have a side hustle. That's where I got my ideas from. It's called research. Now, this lady decided to go the route of witchcraft to invade my personal space and boundaries with witchcraft. When she could just, even if she did not like me, and I'm used to that, and say, hey, look, I'm trying to start my business. I'm trying to create this legacy. She could have just said those words. I am trying to start a legacy. I need some ideas. I'm going to act like it's mine. I'm going to create it in my own, but can you give me some ideas? She could have just asked. I'm not over giving, but I'll give for sure. I mean, I made this lady logo. What the fuck? She could have just asked me. But I think what she wanted to do was she didn't want to look like she didn't know what she was doing. And having to give somebody else their flowers or give somebody else credit. She wanted to act like everything she did was out of the seed of her own energy, and it wasn't. Now, this is the thing that I do think my own experiences from, because I hung up with a more educated white community. I knew a lot about branding, storyline, and marketing. And I gave this lady a lot of tips. If the other girl, the Haitian girl, would have asked, I would have gave her the same tips. And we was very encouraging in the beginning. She came, me and this particular Haitian girl talked about making soaps, making little things. And I was still trying to decide what I was going to do. I was like, okay, I like those ideas. I like that. I like this. But I didn't want to be, I'm not them. I don't do magic. So I wasn't going to come out here in my business line and talk about magic. All I was going to do was self-empowerment and shadow work. Maybe sell some soaps. And do my little workbook, maybe do an online course. But my online course wasn't witchcraft. It wasn't magic. It wasn't hoodoo. I wasn't gonna come out and be something I wasn't. My work was gonna be like, oh, okay, today we're gonna walk in nature and feel the breeze of the trees. That's my shit. That was my thing. I was easy breezy. I wasn't, on that level of them. I'm not gonna go out here and teach a hoodoo class ever. I'm not gonna go out here and teach certain things that I have not mastered. Okay? That's the difference between me and them. And so I got attacked really, really severely. And they took a lot of the ideas through witchcraft. They came into my energy. I could see them. I could see these teachers energetically stealing from me and doing their thing for the whole entire summer. To the point where they got became angry. They became an angry mob. And it started to be riddled with jealousy and envy. Like that took over more than just the ability to grow a business. And these people like to humiliate and discredit people. And they get on TikTok. And they will go straight to, I call it Funky Town, and say a whole lot of reckless things, say a whole lot of false stuff, and then do witchcraft about it behind it. I always tell people, watch somebody talk about somebody else's finances. Why are you asking about somebody's finances? And then at the same time doing spell work against their finances. Talk about someone's mental health, and then they start doing practices against their mental health. That's the type of people that we were dealing with. these people became the victim of their own magic and try to play victim off of their own magic. Oh, I'm feeling, I'm attacking. I got a hold to, I heard the spirit say she's trying to hold on to a legacy. She wants to hold on to her generational legacy. So she wants to destroy all these other people to be able to hold her legacy. And she could have made her own way. Like, I feel like she could have created a book. She could have created a maybe even a possible network that would have been huge for her. But she went to the path of this greed, darkness. And I saw her spirit team walk away from her for a moment. I don't know if they're still there because I didn't look, but I saw them turn their back on her. Because she started to do activities that was just unhinged. Her work started to become unhinged. And again, this is the type of person who doesn't give credit when she doesn't know something, right? This is somebody who would get online, you take a class from them, and if they forget that you took the class, and then get online and say you can't do the very thing that they taught you. And forgot that you took the class. So you gotta watch people. You know, it got to the point where she started to send her students, and this male practitioner did the same thing. He would send his clients to seek out people to psychically monitor them, try to read them, try to spiritually attack them. So now you got practitioners teaching their students to attack other people in a very dangerous manner, to the point where if somebody got physically hurt, like for instance, your student does something really insane, feel painful to your enemy, and end up like her baby dying, get in a fatal car accident, something happened to her family, she goes into strict like stricken poverty, mental illness, insanity. It's the fault of the practitioner, the teacher, the mentors of that are doing this, pitting their greed and their need to be on top over their clients' safety to be wealthy and well loved. It became a spiritual crime where now they're starting to hack into people's bank accounts, PayPal accounts, trying to break into their computer systems to steal intellectual properties. And so now we got these people doing these things in the collective right now. Now we got the same practitioner probably got her son working magic against you now. And they're doing very baneful magic, like risky magic by themselves. I don't think they even know what magic they're doing. They're doing so much magic, I don't think the other hand knows what the other hand is doing. That's how much magic is coming out. And now she has a son that I believe she's teaching magic, and this person is like unhinged. Now, I always tell people that this person may have like autism or some kind of mental disorder because his mental capacity is not like his mental discernment is not, it's he's intelligent, but it's something off, right? Because I can see people in witchcraft, by the way. And so we got these women who are addicted to bullying the community. Not just one person, they're doing it to a whole slew of people that they don't like, that they feel like they need to get out the way. They don't feel like that whatever they do is right or correct. And they become this group where they talk so much that it creates this public protest. In secret, they have publicly protested you. And they got other people who are also secretly publicly protesting you, not knowing the whole situation. Okay. This stuff can go to jail. This is the stuff that they're doing could lead them to prison, if not death of some sort. Because I felt the death spirit, and a lot of people who know my abilities know I can see death coming. Okay. I'm not gonna always say who it's for, but usually I can see it, and I feel the death spirit coming, right? These people have done like over 55 death spells over me in the last year. Okay, this person has been invested, has this group and this collective have invested a lot of money to destroy a lot of these practitioners and witches, or anybody they feel is in competition with them, to destroy them this year. They have invested their year, not in growth of their legacy, not their not the harnessing of a story for them. They created a story that was so negative that they don't want to even be a part of it. Because once this stuff starts to bellow out in the community, and people start to hear the truth and discern things that was told to them, and see that these people have slandered people to the filth, and then try to mock them with demonic spirits and to cast entities on them, and to the point that people got to do deliverance or exorcisms to free themselves from the bondage of these spirits that these people are trying to attach them to, and they're going into the darkest depths of hell to find these spirits. Okay? And they end up doing all of this so that they can hold on to whatever legacy that they think they have from a lot of it stolen goods. How you want to stand on something that's stolen? You're trying to stand on gifts that's stolen. You're trying to stand on products that's stolen. And literally, you could go to Google.com and make that shit yourself. Or simply ask. But these women wanted full credit. They didn't want, I don't like that heifer. I ain't giving her shit. I'm gonna take what's hers and I'm gonna make it mine. That's the energy they got. These people want to live in comfort. They can go into your Akashic records, see that you was gonna live a certain way, and they wanted what you had. They didn't want you to be happy. They don't want you to be married. They don't want you to have children. They want you to not to exist. Lo and behold, don't strike back. They're like, how dare you stand up for yourself? How dare you stand up against a high priestess who's been initiated and invested $20,000 to be a priest? $20,000, $10,000 to be something that now labeled as a menace to society, the king and queen rats of society. Now she got familiar spirits trying to attack you. The reputation's gone down the tube because they think nobody knows, and everybody sees it like it's full screen TV screen. Everybody knows the name. The only thing that they're waiting for is to say somebody to say their name. So that to me is torture enough to have everybody know and not say their name. God works in mysterious ways. God works in mysterious ways. They really need to go hire a cleanup man to clean this stuff up, to put them back on course, because 2024 is coming. And the karma is, people don't believe in karma, but there's cycles to everything. If that entity came to me and told me that he was over and there were certain things closing up and cycle was going to begin, if he believe in karma and you don't, I don't know, you got a problem. Houston, you got a problem. Because that spirit looked like he knew that whatever was coming for certain. And now you got these girls and these men. One man, you got so many things going on in the collective. We got a group of girls fighting for clout, entitlement, and title, unhinged, bullying, to the point where they seek out other people's enemies to join them to also build on the quest of public protest. So now you got nemesis from all angles of your life throwing witchcraft at you, ill speaking ill of you, ruining your reputation, ruining your business to the point where they know that you can get back up. That's what they're doing out here in this collective streets right now. They're trying to, and I watched the collective in the beginning of the year. Let me just tell you what work they did. Beginning of the year, you saw a lot of spiritual people on TikTok, YouTube, live, boasting their business, promoting their religion. They argued a bit. And there was a mass collective of audience. I always tell people, the flock. The flock was there. God gave us the flock, the whole community, all you Orishas, God himself. Everybody was pulling from the same flock in 2023, beginning of the year. And I watched the flock dwindle. Y'all know them spirits from Alcatraz, from Harry Potter? A lot of these priests end up turning out to be like these dark spirits in Harry Potter. I saw the practitioner looking at the audience that was brilliantly white, and they sent out and cast out these wrathful spirits, like death spirits. And I saw people getting plucked out of the audience, and the light was getting dimmer and dimmer and dimmer. And there was big, massive holes of missing people moving and falling away from the flock. And a lot of them, some of them turned into these wrath spirits. And it gets to this point where it said, it showed me October, and it showed me how eaten up the flock went. The flock was missing. The flock was polluted, contaminated, and fading away. God gave us a flock that ended up pillaging. The very thing they said they wasn't going to do, you trust us, and they end up being the exact thing they spoke against. Now we had December going into November. I mean, this November going into Thanksgiving week, and the Spirit showed me the audience again. It is gone. The flock that was given to you, gone. You killed, you destroyed, your darkness imploded the flock that was made to you by the Mauritius, made to you by God, and you guys destroyed the flock. A lot of you are trying to expand into 2024. Four, and you put your flock in poverty, sickness, and death. You went out here seeking and destroying. Now we got to get practitioners out here to advocate for the community so that you guys can prosper. You want to prosper, but you can't prosper because you're too busy killing. You're too busy seeking and destroying. You're bullying, but you want prosperity from the negative word you speak. You can't destroy something that you need, thinking you don't need it. Everybody needs somebody, even if not in the correlations of ourselves, yin and yang, light and dark. Everything has a balance. And you're trying to wipe out things so you can stand in front of it and be whole. You can't be whole by yourself. You can't stand on top of everybody else watching the blood pour down from the audience. Your clients are pouring, you're pouring blood over them, and they're holding you up to be something you're not. Now you got to worry about FBI, court cases, your reputation being ruined, death, and sickness. Because that's what you prophesied into your life while you're running and pillaging the village with these entities, trying to hold clout. You thought walking in this path was going to get you to your arrival, and it destroyed you. You and your coven. Everything you do in secret is being done, your coven is feeling it. Y'all not even telling each other half the stuff that y'all been doing to each other. And it's just building up more and more karma. I don't get it. You want to prosper but destroy at the same time. You want clout and notoriety and slandering to the hills. Everybody's looking at you going, why is she talking so much shit? If she's wanting to build on herself and have a reputation that she's great, why is she talking so much shit? Having a field day, destroying people's lives, harassing people to the fullest hilt, and having a field day, addicted to your own toxicity. But somehow you're going to prosper though. But I can see you online now, be on TikTok going, I'm going to Miami, I'm rocking Gucci, I'm like on borrowed time, on borrowed time. The death spirits are ringing, they're approaching. 5 o'clock arrival. They can't stop doing spell work. They're addicted to the toxicity. They're pitting you in suffering. So now they have become the image of suffering. So now when I see these girls and I see these practitioners talking, I can't say too much because they talk about their prosperity, like manifestation come through. And I'm like, well, you can't really say it's manifestation when you're destructive. You can't really say wisdom when you obey. The lack of wisdom and profit. You providing wisdom to people and profit for this destruction, and then get on camera acting like you're a saint. You want to speak wisdom, and at the same time, you're sending out poisonous death arrows at night. Like nobody's seeing it. I don't know if it's the energy of power, delusional. And then you wonder why nobody's saying nothing, because God said so. The Spirit told me that nobody's gonna say nothing. That we were supposed to bear witness. That's why I posted on my Instagram, bearing witness, because it was true. God says, you guys, all of you are going to be bearing witness to these people. And then when the light flicks on, it's going to be all these people in the stadium looking at them. There's so many people that know their name. You got to work the spirit so much that you got spirits that wouldn't pay attention, paying attention. You call so many spirits that you attack your enemy so much that these spirits know your enemy's name in the ethers. Soon they say, oh, I want you to attack Sheila. The spirits go, oh my God, this is the girl that did attack 782 times. And the spirits are talking. The demons are talking. The angels are talking. The orishas are talking. The ascended masters are talking. The aliens are talking. The elementals are talking. Y'all got the whole spiritual realm on fleek. You trying to get famous for a reason. You trying to get famous with clout and wealth, and then in the mix of you trying to destroy somebody else, you made them famous in the spirit. You got people be, I said, y'all got them as the spiritual talk of the town. Spiritual talk of the town. Thinking that none of this stuff is going to meet up. You're doing manipulation work after manipulation work, entangling yourself, can't keep your story straight. I'm watching, like I said, I don't tell my people my gifts. I just look and watch the shit get tighter and tighter. The knot is forming. You create knots for others, and the knots for yourself is created. You swear to God, you ain't crossed up. The same entity you're working with is shaking their head when your back turned. You saying something to these spirits, go do this and do that. And the spirits look at you. As soon as you turn your head, they shaking their head going, this hell of a dumb as fuck. You don't see wisdom because you would have found it by now. You chose the hardest path. You said, what path did she chose? She chose the path of destruction because she thought it was easiest to gain her clout. Think about that. Think about all the other spiritual people in the Bible who thought it was good to become the image of oppression to their community. And what and look how they end up. The Pharaoh of Egypt with the Red Sea. You pillage your village and you want notoriety for destruction. You purposely mislead your flock to their own self-destruction. And you want notoriety from your flock. You want to be rich like the Kardashians while putting your flock in poverty. And then all the time, you're thinking nobody's seeing the work that you're doing. You're thinking you're invisible in this. And the whole collective, I'm gonna say at least 300,000 people see it, have bear witness to you globally, to your wickedness in private. And then you get online with this egotistical stance. You're beneath me. You're irrelevant. And I'm looking like, if she knew what was watching her, I would not have said that. Good God Almighty, I would have been skirt in the corner. They get online and say, you're beneath me. Let me tell you about the path. My magic works for me. And I'm like, you magic doing something. But I don't know if it's giving you the wisdom that you need for the long haul. Some of y'all got kids. And y'all almost don't care about y'all kids. Y'all almost don't care about the future generations. You're trying to store bloodlines because you want wealth. That you could prosper on your own. I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened to the self-esteem. These people seem very confident, but their magic is about the lack of confidence, the lack of faith in their own spirits. If you turn to your spirits and you say, I want to be a millionaire, How can, and teach me how to get there. Your spirit look at you and go, you'll be a millionaire in 6 years if you follow the rules of these laws. And then you go on a journey with that spirit. I'm pretty sure you'll be a millionaire. It's going to require work, emotional development, spiritual development. You guys want shortcuts. You want to look like the part that you're made of. You want to look wealthy so that you can say that you are what you are. That's what's happening in this collective right now. So now we got people straight out of the Bible or Revelations becoming false prophets, trying to call the prophets false. Then wait till the middle of the night to steal the very gift that they want you to tell, that they just told everybody else that was false that morning. And then the next day, you see them trying to embody the prophet's energy to their flock. Lord have mercy, Jesus. What the hell's going on? And people not saying nothing, going, I don't know if that's her or not. She acted a little weird last night. I went to her session, and they people talking. And people talking and seeing, even if you're not aware. I tell people, there's no level of invisibility spell when God wants it to be seen. You go to a real good practitioner, and he can do his most, and she can do her most. But if God will it to be seen, it's going to be seen, not by me, but maybe by somebody else. The message is going to get through to somebody. So you got people out here trying to destroy innocent people's lives for notoriety, clout, greed. And we have to be really very protective of our energy. Be careful going getting readings. If somebody asks for your birthday, time of birth, don't give it to them. Go to a different practitioner. Go to a different psychic. Don't give them the access to the keys to your energy. Now I'm over here fighting for my whole existence because I got an angry mob. No, yeah, and I don't know what they be saying because they sure be acting weird. I be like, you know, you say something and you go, that don't look right. How are you gonna make that person a criminal? And they never done a crime. They never fought nobody. They don't have a reputation of fighting nobody. They never had a reputation of being a slut, a whore. They never had a reputation to be a troublemaker. And now you're turning them over, trying to make them characters in a full sketch scheme of things. People are weird. And they're getting weirder and weirder as time goes on. Yeah, if you gotta do all that, you may want to rethink your purpose because none of that is gonna last for the long haul. Y'all over here acting like y'all in Batman Gotham movie, where you gotta be criminals and you gotta build up a network to stay on top. I don't know. It just seems like mental health to me. The math ain't mathing. And so now we got to figure out how can things be rebalanced? How can you reestablish the flock? That a lot of you have eaten up and destroyed. Nobody had moderation. Nobody knew when enough was enough. Your leaders couldn't lead. Your leaders couldn't provide wisdom, a voice of reasoning to activate for the community. Couldn't get certain people. They wanted to control the collective, but they couldn't get themselves under control. Everything is about the aesthetics, being fiercely disruptive. Now we gotta go around and advocate for the community. Now we got to put the community back online. A lot of the collective is poor. A lot of the collective is sick. A lot of the collective is being blocked from prospering. But at the same time, you're trying to become wealthy. I tell this to people all the time. The math, the common sense level is missing somewhere. Because a lot of you destroy certain key mark people that was going to lead you to your abundance. Always to be, we meet, we're meeting each other in a lifetime. It's a lesson. It's either growth or a decline in your growth. A life of lessons, lesson learned, or growth aspect. And I'm watching people. I said, these people ain't smart. Because if you really knew a lot of spiritual wisdom, that you know that certain people are placed in your life for a reason. And that, I'm not talking about destructive manners. I'm talking about the gateway to your healing, gateway to your prosperity, connections that could bring you to whatever idea that you were seeking in your mind. So you end up trying to kill the very thing that you need. That's what I do notice. I notice that some people had radio talk shows that they try to knock off. A lot of these people have like celebrity connections. A lot of people had networking abilities, like own hotels, or you know, and these people end up hurting the people that was gonna that could have very possibly picked them on the next level that they was looking for their own audience, not for the collective, like globally. I'm talking about just for their own audience. Sometimes it is who you know. Sometimes it is access to doors that wasn't open to you before. That's because of a certain individual and where their destiny was leading to. That could have been your gateway. But you end up pillaging and destructing and destroying the exact keys that you needed. I always tell people there's golden keys everywhere, like Willy Wonka, the golden ticket. And some of y'all end up burning the fuck out of y'all tickets. I just look and then y'all kept doing it. And I was like, damn, they just. That person could that person had such and such and that and I said damn they fighting that person too that person got a storefront damn they fighting that person too that person got an amazing website I'm like damn every gateway that they could have prospered they destroyed it themselves so if they're poor right now from going from rich to poor all of a sudden because they went and destroyed other people's abundance they either wanted to steal pillage and rob. And they want to call it their own. And then they wonder why they can't move forward. They trying to block somebody else end up blocking them. And now you gotta go and find a leader that can restore the balance. Some of these people can't lead. Sometimes, and I say this to everybody, some people can't lead. You need to be trained to lead. Your emotional imbalance and you giving orders is not leading. That's a shift manager. You give out instructions and commands. That's a shift manager. You ain't leading shit. There's a difference to leading and being a shift manager. Sometimes you need training, especially if you're dealing with magic. Healing in a spiritual community with a lot of different backgrounds because people are different. You gotta be diverse in a diverse world. You're not standing out here by yourself. This is a small world after all. And you're not in this world and planet by your damn self. All these religions, you upset because a light worker's over here talking about hugging trees and shit while you in the backyard chopping off chicken heads, talking to orishas. Trying not to instill fear in a community that you're killing slowly. Killing me so. Stop. The entire time I watched these people cross their own hands the entire year, and nobody gave them wisdom, or they couldn't give people wisdom. You know how you try to tell somebody something and they just refuse to listen because they're that low vibe, that destructive, that seriously ill, disturbed. So now I'm over here fighting for my life to live in peace and harmony while they're trying to encloak me in a shadow of darkness. And it didn't do it just to me, they're doing this to a whole bunch of people. And now we gotta freaking advocate instead of being minute, what's it, Black Lives Matter? Spiritual Lives Matter. Now we gotta go around talking about saving souls. Now we gotta go around with bowls in our hands with herbs in it and creating a front line of spiritual women wearing white, walking down a street to wash and cleanse the community. That's what we need to be doing right now. Everybody needs to be wearing white and grabbing everybody. I don't give a damn if it's your enemy, your nemesis. People need to start in the spirit of uplifting. It's the holiday times, the New Year's around the corner. It's going to be a very hectic 2024. And a lot of you have done a lot of karmatic debt. You have thrown things off balance. And what you're asking for is going to be harder to get because you didn't block off half the avenues to your own beginnings. Because you didn't think you needed people. Some of these people are anointed with certain spirits that were the gatekeepers and the keys that you need. But you want to snatch the keys for yourself and override everybody else's destiny, fucking up everything. Welcome to your legacy. The kings and queen rats of America. Now we gotta watch in secret. You gotta do everything in secret now to save people in secret because you got these dark, unhinged people who don't give a shit, who's hell bent on destruction, revenge, and destroying people's lives because of no reason at all. They have to make up lies to fit the story. That's going to end up costing them everything. Making investments that they couldn't keep up with. Trying to chase people's anointings that they can't keep up with. Investing 20, 30, 50,000 and flying all over the world to be initiated in these spirits to end up chasing after someone else's destiny is a question mark to me. Because I would not have invested in my money in that if I was going to do that kind of shortcut. So now we got to see how this is going to play out. These people ain't stopping no time soon because they feel like they're winning and the whole time they're losing. Because every time they do something, I just look, I go, all of this is for nothing. Everything they're doing, everything they're saying, all of this energy is a complete waste of time. And what makes me mad is that you're surrounded by these practitioners and none of them are giving them the good side God sends going, maybe y'all got an entity on you. Maybe there's a spirit working through you, a generational curse. Maybe it's a past life issue. Let's fix that. And I'm pretty sure there's a magical priest out there who can pull out those roots that have been disrupting you. You want to be seen as a well-known, well-loved person, and then you're rooted in envy. You're rooted in the action of jealousy. You've gone into the spirit of revenge and destructive, really poor, piss poor behavior. Piss poor behavior. And you want to be glorified. Maybe if you go to the practitioner, instead of investing in destruction of other people, you can go and figure out why the fuck you obsessed. And see if those practitioners that you have called up get 15 in a row, invest in your healing. Pull that seed out of your aura. You got 4, 5, 10, 20, 30 people invested in the same toxicity. Now they've all been hit by the same spirit. Every one of you need a deliverance. While you got other people doing deliverance for themselves because you're casting entities, now you need deliverance. Maybe that's the problem. You thought everybody else was the problem, and you're the problem. You have been hit by a demonic spirit, and you're acting it out to your collective community and wanting clout and glory. Instead of saying, oh, wait a minute, I just got initiated, or I just went and did this new thing, and I don't feel myself. Let me go and get a practitioner to see what's going on. Let me be honest. Instead of victimizing myself, saying, help me so I can kill somebody, so I can be in position of something that wasn't even given to you by those spirits. Self-destruction. I'm headed for self-destruction. Now I'm looking, I've been saying this to myself. I've been arguing with people in the spirit, going, how are you a practitioner as wise as you are and how powerful you are? You ain't got no wisdom. And you can't even give them a wisdom. You work with all these wisdom spirits, all these wise spirits, and you can't pass no wisdom to the person who blocked from wisdom. Give me a break. Give me a break. Give me. Y'all doing worlds and wonders, and you can't. A person who's dense and blocked from wisdom, you can't find a way to give them wisdom. This got to be a secret book that says, how can we give the dumb wisdom? How can we give these people who have no wisdom wisdom? And I'm not talking about self-destructive wisdom. I'm talking about the glorified healing wisdom. While we're watching these collectives run around the community, victimizing themselves and pillaging the village and having a field day, why out of all 56, 100 of y'all, none of y'all got the wisdom of a toothpick? All the miracles and wonders. It's got to be a spell for wisdom somewhere. Pray about it. Get them spirits. Somebody called Thoth. He's wisdom. See what the hell going on with that? I'm not a practitioner. I'm just a healer. We're not built from the same cloth. We're not even on the same destiny. The ladies that are fighting me, we're not even on the same chart of projected. We're not on the same walk, but they feel like that my walk is their walk. What's my love? No. This is a love-hate relationship. This is with something that has went too far. Ain't no stopping us now. We're on the move. You think people are upset, crying, and sad? Because you're trying to pin them in misery. You're the spirit of destruction and suffering. As you get older, you're going to see what it means to suffer. And if not you, it's your children. If it's not you, it's your surroundings. It's a lonely world to watch people suffer. Unneedlessly. It's not even about being merciful. It's not even emotional. It's just the wisdom of what got the what's rooted in the spirit. As you're trying to heal your clients, and you're rooted in a seed of envy, jealousy. How are you going to be vibrant high enough? How are you going to vibrate high enough to heal your clients? Unless you're pulling from the lower realms to heal. You may need help. You may actually probably hire other practitioners to do the work for you because you didn't got too low vibe. Now you have a pillar of debt, spiritual debt that you got to endure. If the whole collective start doing return to senders, it will be a solid group of people being falling off. We were wondering what the fuck is going on. You lose your house, your kids, your health, your mind. If the collective start doing a return to sender in a mass group, it will be a certain number of you hit over and over and over and over again. It's going to point to itself unless y'all start to learn how to tether and tether root work to other people. Now everybody's gonna be excited. Now it's gonna be a crossfire of chaos because y'all the spirit of chaos. Collectors need to do a mass uncrossing and consistent uncrossing for a time. Just to see who falls off, who end up losing their houses, who end up being sick. That's my year. It's watching these women make enemies out of public protests, making enemies out of public protests so that they can maintain wealth, be on top. And they didn't have to do none of that. None of that at all to be where they're going. You're going to Google and ask. A lot of unnecessary karmic debt. It's hard to provide wisdom when you're confused. It's hard to provide wisdom out of jealousy. It has a frequency to it. Even when you try to energy harvest other people's energies, you can still tell. It's just time out here. All I can tell everybody is just do a lot of work around vampism. Do a lot of spiritual work about vampism right now. Do all your spiritual work around vampism. Learn the power of deliverance as well. Deliverance, vampism, and more warding, astral projection. Getting the proper tools. It's going to be very interesting 2024. But I think somebody did something really negative in the last few days, which I know for a fact they did, because I could feel the death spirits coming. Either somebody's going to pass away or end up in a hospital. They're doing too much work to the unjust. And it's getting ready to go Thanksgiving time. I don't like hearing sad news during the holidays. But I think everybody needs to do protection work. Uncrossings, pray over your family. I think it's really sad, but that's what it's going to. All because they can, until they find the next series of entertainments. And see, while they're focusing on you, there's other people building and developing. And once these people start to emerge out with their new lives, their new projects, their new gifts, some of you guys, they're going to stop looking at you and start looking at these people who are now in the positions that these people thought they were going to be in. That's what I'm seeing. I see a female coming, and she's going to be in a position spiritually where they thought they should be in. And it's not going to be easy knocking her down. Because she's watching y'all. March 2024 is going to be interesting. I'll get my popcorn ready. Going to be interesting. Especially with this group. So. I just had to share this message. This is one of the reasons why I've been quiet. It's because there's a group of girls and them going and getting people that together in this public protest against the collective. They're doing so much so that it has became a almost like a criminal network. And they've been doing a lot of work, and they're confident and sticking their ground and continue to do so. They're trying to drain your energy so that they can either kill you, steal from you, or make you a slave to their ideas and businesses. So I think a lot of court cases are going to be happening in 2024. A lot of jail time. I think a lot of people are going to have a lot of issues from a lot of the stuff that's happening in 2023. And we shouldn't be in the same energies of how we were last year. So this year, 2023, look at the energies. You should not be in the same predicament in 2024 or the movement or the ideal. Right now, if they were really focused on their business, a lot of them should be doing really well, getting ready to emerge into the new year. They should be too busy doing what they're supposed to be doing for the new year, for their business. Remember, this is a year where you, this is a time where you're supposed to be getting your calendar out, creating your calendars for the new year, for your businesses. You're doing New Year's candles. You're doing New Year's readings and predictions. Like, these people should be too busy in the mix of Black Friday and holidays to be looking at you. They need to be ready for the prospering of the new year, but they're too focused on y'all. Something about it. Either you being well off or happy is too much for them. And it's just a very destructive energy. And I don't think nothing prospers from that kind of level of energy. I don't care what they say. They can show 16 houses. Look at Diddy. Right now, Will Smith, right now. Everybody's pulling out all the exposure. They got to do payoffs right, left and right. That's an expensive lifestyle. When you got to live in sin, and I'm not going to say sin, when you live in corruption, you live in thievery, everything has a price. It's an expensive life to live to lie. It's an expensive life to live to bully and pillage the village. It's expensive. And a lot of you ain't got, for all the talking you're doing, you ain't meeting the pockets of Diddy and Will Smith. You over here trying to vampism wealth and gonna end up losing it from all the activities you haven't caught. Right now, Diddy about to go ahead and get himself $200,000 ready to send out checks all over the place. Because everybody's going to be blowing whistles. Will Smith, too. Jamie Foxx, right along. Everybody's going to be, the whistle is going to be blowing. And a lot of y'all don't got deep pockets. But you're going to end up leaving a trail of your decisions. Diddy left a trail of body bags. He left a trail of energetic imprint. Now he's got to pay the piper. And you will be doing the same. You're trying to leave a body bag trail right back to you. You're going to be known not in a good way. And your pockets ain't deep for the cost that you're putting out into the collective. Shut up or put up, right? But a lot of y'all ain't got deep pockets because you're too busy trying to put people in poverty. Now you got to fight off poverty for yourself. You put too busy putting in sickness. Now you got to fight off sickness for yourself. You mad because the spell broke. You mad because the spell backfired and it hurt you. And then you want to take revenge on somebody fighting for their life. Y'all upset that people are fighting for their lives. That's all I got to say. This is the end of my TikTok post, my whole post about this TikTok thing and what the year's been quiet and why I've been quiet. I'm quiet because I'm watching the collective. None of them has an ounce of wisdom. They're acting like they're grown adults that have a mindset of a very demonic 10-year-old. And they think it's cute and funny to be destructive. At the same time, trying to be a healer teacher, and I'm gonna get you out of court. I'm gonna prosper. I'm cute. I speak from the gutter of filth. I spend all my nights and days stalking the collective because I got to know their next move so I can be their next move. You go out here and make a bottle of cologne, them bitches be out here tomorrow morning with a bottle going, "Hey, look at my bottle of cologne." Trying to say that they came up with it first, but they're stalking you night and day, trying to come up with products that you created on your own, with your own spirits, your own Google.com, and them trying to beat you to the punch to put out the same products, trying to act like they did it first. That's what we're seeing out here in these collective streets. Instead of fighting against the people you need to get ideas from, maybe you should work with them. But people's egos and pride hurts too much. Y'all build up this clout where you can't learn nothing no more. It's got to the point where you say, I'm a master. I'm not supposed to be learning. I gotta hide my shit in secret. I gotta learn the secret. I don't know what that is. I gotta act like I do though. No, we don't do that over here. I don't know something. I'm not gonna know it. People ask me questions all the time. I don't know. I can see spirits, okay? Spirits talk to me and say certain things. I can give you that. That's all I can give, okay? I'm a plethora of ideas. Okay? I ain't out here envying nobody. There ain't no jealous blood in me. Maybe in my past. That's what shadow works for. All right, guys. That's all I got to say. I am going to actually post this. It's not a perfect post, but I'm going to post it anyway. Have a good holiday. Protect yourselves, cleanse. But don't live in the spirit of these people. These people are in the spirit of suffering. And that's all they're going to be able to give out. That's all you're going to be bearing witness to. In 2024, it's all that shit that they did, and every little bit of it's gonna look like the spirit of suffering. They're gonna have to find clients, try to pay people to say something good about me. Let me post all these testimonials so they can cover up the dirty work. It's gonna be a time out here. All right, peace out, guys. All right, guys, once again, my name is Sheila Boyd, your intuitive empowerment life coach. Thank you for listening to Elevate Your Life Experiences podcast, where we discuss how to elevate your life through personal development, shadow work, self-mastery, spiritual and prayerful life with a little spark of magic. This podcast is intended for individuals looking for a spiritual foundation that impacts elevation in their lives. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please subscribe, leave a rating and review to stay up to date with the Elevate Your Life Experiences and get all the behind the scenes content. You can follow me on Instagram at AuraLily_coaching and check out the website www.auralily.com. Make sure you hit subscribe if you haven't already and book an appointment at my website. Please tune in for the next episode. Have a great day.